We're on the telephone with Jim Venner of Breda, Iowa. Jim was in charge of, helped coordinate the first ever Iowa Limousine Association Hall of Fame induction ceremony, which was held on Sunday evening. And Jim, tell us about that, and let's announce who those Hall of Fame inductees were.
Okay. The Iowa Limousine Association actually was founded 40 years ago today, on August 15th, 1971. Since then, it's certainly supported the, all the limousine breeders in Iowa and been a great attribute to the Iowa beef industry. About a year and a half ago, the board of directors for the Iowa Association decided we needed to honor some of the first people that started the association, some of the pioneers that really helped put limousine on the map, and those that have donated a lot of their time and talents to the industry. Hall of Fame kind of grew from that, and last night we were able to induct our first three honorees.
And who were they?
One of them was Leland Dudley. Leland is deceased. He's been gone about 30 years. He was one of the first people in America, in North America, to bring limousine cattle over. He was one of the founding members of the North American Limousine Foundation, a longtime limousine breeder in Iowa, had the first limousine sale in North America. He also had a sale management firm, and he was manager of the Iowa Association sales for many years in the late 70s, early 80s. So he was our first inductee. Dr. Fred Wood is a veterinarian out of Neosola. Fred and his wife, Barb, have been longtime members. He actually was the first association president in Iowa. The first meeting was held down at his place in Osceola. He also had an embryo transplant company and was very influential, not only in Iowa, but nationwide because of that. And then our third inductee is right here from Central Iowa. Don and Dorothy Fadley went in as a team. Don and Dorothy have also been longtime members. I live over here at Colfax. They were association secretary for many years, which basically, when you're secretary of a breed association, you get all the dirty work dumped on you, and they did an outstanding job. Don was on our national board for a number of years, I think 6 years, and served as president for two. So those are our first three honorees for this great honor. I've personally been involved about all 30 or 32 of those years, so I knew a lot of these people. And it's been a lot of fun. The people that were honored were very much deserving. We're fortunate that several of them had their entire families there tonight. Leland, of course, as I mentioned, is deceased, and three of his children were there, so that was nice. And Don and Dorothy had their family, but it's an exciting time in the beef industry, and certainly we're very proud of what limousine cattle can do for it.